पूर्णमदः
ॐ पूर्णमदः
पूर्णमिदं
पूर्णमिदं
पूर्णात्
पूर्णात्
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णमुदच्यते
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णस्य
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमादाय
पूर्णमेव
पूर्णमेव
अवशिष्यते
अवशिष्यते
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
This time we have been covering the life skills. The today's topic I'd like to touch upon is path and destination. One of the students this week, last week, he said he won't be coming to yoga class because he has to take his daughter to the university so that she can choose the right path. The path is the one it should take us to a, it should have a destination. Any road, if you take, it should lead us to somewhere. She wants to take a path so that it will reach a destination. We need to have a destination in our mind. Only in English it's a saying, all roads lead to Rome. It's only a statement in English, but it's not a reality according to our experience. In the examination hall, I may write for all full 3 hours and still I can fail. I can't demand the, argue with the teacher, I wrote for full 3 hours, why I am failing? I may be driving whole day, still I miss the destination if I drive in the wrong direction. In the path, path should be clear, it should lead to the destination. Path and destination, it goes hand in hand. And in Vishnu Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, there is, it says, Margo Neyo Nayo Nayaha. Marga, Marga is the path. It should lead us to the destination. It says, Yogo Yoga Vidham Netha. Yoga, to get to the yoga, you need the path also is as important. As the destination is important, the path also is as important. And yoga, yoga means destination. Yoga should, it's leading to the Yogeshwara. Yoga should lead us to the Yogeshwara. Yogi, yogi practitioner, practitioner is the path. We practice in a path. Yogi is the practitioner in the path we take. And yoga is the destination. Yogi should lead to yoga. So yoga, we are practicing, we are all yogis, we should have a destination in our mind. The path, when we take that one, the destination, we should be aware of the destination. As an individual, we have multiple paths, multiple tasks we have. As a husband, as a wife, as a son, as a parent, as an employee, as an employer, as a citizen of a country, we have many responsibilities, many paths we have to take in our life. As an individual, as a father, I have to play a role. As an employee, I have to play a role. As a community member, I have to play a role. As a husband, I have to play a role. As a son, father. Many paths we have, very many paths. But all paths, we should have a have it in our mind. All these paths, it should go to, lead to the destination, ultimate destination of my life. My, as a father, I'm going this way. As a son, I'm going this way. As an employee, I'm going this way. As a citizen, I'm going this way. Different paths. Then I won't be able to reach the destination. Like in a magnetic compass always points to the north. Wherever, whatever direction you take it, wherever you move it, it all points to one direction. So is the ultimate destination. We should not lose the focus of that one. And when we have that in focus, whatever paths we take, it will lead to that one. When we do not have that one in our mind, these paths, will take us, pull us in different directions, we will forget, we won't reach the destination of our life. And in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Atma Samstam Mana Kritva. Atma means the ultimate. Towards that one, establish your mind towards that one. Do not lose the focus of the ultimate purpose of your life. Atma Samstam Mana Kritva. Your mind should, like a magnetic compass, magnetic needle always points to the north. You should not lose the focus of the ultimate destination of your life. And how to do that one? Sri Krishna says, we are not satisfied. If I am earning money, if I am getting X amount of dollars as a salary, I wish I get X plus 10%. Always I want 10%. And it says, how do I know I reach the destination? In Sri Krishna says, Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate na adhikam tataha yasmin stite na dukkhena guru napi na vichalyate. Yam labdhva, having got that one, all my desires are satisfied. I do not require anything more in my life. Yam labdhva cha aparam. From there, whatever is there, everything is inferior. Having got that one, all my desires are satiated. I do not require anything more. Yam labdhva cha aparam labham. One who experienced that one, that means that person has reach that destination. What happens when you reach? That it's a yasmin sthitena dukkhena. When we reach there, heaviest of the sorrows in our life won't shake us. Otherwise, life is full of anxiety, stress, and fear. And it says, having got that one, heaviest of the sorrows also won't shake that person. And our destination is that one. Destination and path, all the paths we take, we should lead to that one. What is the purpose of our life? And if anyone asks that one, then remember that shloka. Yam labdhva cha param labham na adhikam manyate tataha. Having got that one, I require nothing more. And we don't know what we need. We try this one, after few days, few months, we get dissatisfied, we jump on to other one. Jump on. It says, ultimate, Sri Krishna says, ultimate destination, you should aim for that one. Having got that one, nothing more I need. I am fully satisfied. And masters across the world, remote parts of the world also, they appear time to time to motivate, inspire people to put us onto the path. Path, nobody will take us to the destination. They will show us the right path. They will inspire us to get onto the path. We will walk on the path. And we had to walk. That many teachers across the world, they appear to motivate and put us on the path. And we experience that one in our, when we sit for meditation, various, the path, what is my path, how do I know? Many times we get a brilliant idea, but after a few minutes, another idea comes and knocks this one over, like one wave after another. When you sit for meditation, if you get a brilliant idea, good, noble idea, write it down. Don't rely on the mind, you'll forget, because another idea will come and knock it over. Sit for meditation. Many ideas, if you get some idea, some brilliant idea, sit, contemplate. The other helping this tributaries towards this path opens up. It will help you to cement your idea. Meditation helps in realizing your path helps various thoughts you get, some brilliant ideas you get. Sit in meditation, contemplate. The path opens up. Path opens up and do not give up. Do not, however great is the teacher, that when you go within, you trust yourself. If you start listening to the YouTubes, many inspiring people, many people, you get confused. Pick up one idea, contemplate. Your path opens up. And do not, that path, get onto that one, and it will help you to all the streamline other paths, other your responsibilities, what you have, helps in streamlining that your other paths towards the ultimate goal of your life. The path and destination, our path of our life should lead to the ultimate destination.